WRUZ935 Mobile. WRUZ935 Mobile. Well, this here is WRUZ935 Mobile. WRUZ935 Mobile.
Morning time out there, John. WRWB 49.
Hey, what's happening, Mike?
Nothing much. Just, you're monitoring the bands, you know.
Hey, I'm just out here making some double time.
Yeah, I'll copy that. I'm sure it's colder than a witch's tit out there.
Well, it says it's 8 degrees on the thermometer on my truck. So, well. So, hey, I didn't see you at the Lance Crew swap.
Yeah, like I was telling John last night, I couldn't make it. I had to work. And I was told that swap wasn't that big of a turnout.
I sold probably $1,700 worth of stuff there. I had about $300 I sold at the swap the day before down there in Ohio. It was a really small swap there in Ohio. Wasn't that good for me, but Lance Cruz was a lot better. For the 2 days, I ended up bringing in about $2,000.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I just didn't, I couldn't get the time off to do it. You know, otherwise I would have went with Gino.
Oh, well. Yeah, now we got a little bit of a lull in the action for the holidays, and then we pick back up. I don't know if there's anything in January, really, but, you know, February we've got Toledo.
What about the one at the Wings Event Center down there in Kalamazoo? They still do one there or no?
Well, they're not doing anything at the Wings Event Center because... Wings, they kind of pushed them out.
Oh, okay. That was always usually a pretty good one.
Well, the Wings Event Center, that's, you know, at the ice rink, that was the, actually the Marshall swap. I believe that was the Marshall swap. Anyway, they ended up moving back to Marshall. So they're doing it at the fairgrounds, and they ended up having to change the date. But I did pretty good buying wise at that Marshall swap. So. Hey, listen, I am just pulling into a plant here. I gotta drop my park my trailer, drop it, and turn in my paperwork. So I'll be back in a couple of minutes. WRUZ935.
All right, man. Well, I'll be here monitoring. WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WRWB 489 from WREZ 935.
I'm still here. Go ahead.
Okay. Dropped off my hot load, and the computers are down here. They can't even log it in. But I'm rolling out towards the gate.
What do you do now? You just worry about it later?
Nope, they got the paperwork, they got the trailer. I got my outbound rack load. I'm leaving. It's on them when they can log it in.
Yep.
Parts. Their job is to use them. They can only use them when they know they got them.
Yeah, roger that. I got to work today too myself. Here in about an hour or so.
Yeah, I got a call from the guy that puts on the swap down there, and it's the Fulton County Amateur Radio Club. He's like, hey, you still got that Heathkit antenna tuner? I said, yeah. He says, one of the club members was asking about it on one of the nets. So, wanted to know if it was okay to pass along the phone number, so now we're playing phone tag. So, I don't know if he wants to wait that long for it, but if not, maybe I could meet him partway or something like that. Meet him down around Monroe.
Folsom County Blues.
I can hear the training coming.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, time off your call.
Mike.
Anyway. So, now where's that swap at again? You said, what, Ohio?
Yeah, it was basically south of Jackson and,
dominating
signal, and Mike says it sounds like it's full quiet, or almost full quiet.
Yep, I heard Mike, and then I heard the end of you, so, all right, very good, at least where I'm at right at the moment.
Well, I had to go on that long road trip all the way from Sterling Stamping to Sterling Assembly, you know, a mile and a half up the road, so turn back on 15 miles, so I'll be back at Stamping here at about a quarter mile.
It's a long trip. Wow.
You're probably ready for a union break.
Oh, yeah, man. Good thing I packed lunch. So, oh, that's right. I got to eat my lunch while I'm on the road.
I thought Chef had a Subway inside there. That's what someone told me years ago.
What did they say, Mike?
Because I thought Chef had a Subway inside there. That's what somebody was telling me years ago when they worked there.
Oh yeah, a lot of the plants have some kind of fast food joint inside. So, but we don't go in the plants. We just drop trailers off, you know, outside, and then take off and go back. So, anyway, got to open my doors, switch trailers. You guys carry on, and I'll be back. WREZ 935.
Hey, can I order some White Castle since you're in the area?
Well, all I got is an empty bag. That's what I stopped and picked up while I was on my way up here to the stamping plant.
All right.
I got three cheeseburgers with everything on them and 9-piece chicken rings with the honey mustard. That's good honey mustard. WREZ 935.
I think he's telling the truth. He stopped at White Castle's.
But no Travis?
No, but he's running on that stretch where he passes the White Castle's, probably right there on Van Dyke. It's not too far away from him. And 5 cheeseburgers sound good this morning, doesn't it?
They bobtailed me up so I could pull right through the drive-thru, so that was on my way up here initially when I started work.
You know, Mike, that's all you need to get a truck driver's day, you know, to get them through. A tank of diesel fuel and a bag of White Castles.
I call it enema on a bun.
Actually, every now and then, they're not bad, you know, if you get them fresh.
I'm not knocking them. They taste good, but the repercussions, you know, I mean, you just got to watch your backside.
Yeah. Oh, well. So these shooters are getting better. You see, they ain't found this guy yet.
What guy is that?
The guy that shot up a bunch of people at the Brown University in Rhode Island.
You said a tank of diesel fuel and some White Castles. The diesel fuel wouldn't do me any good. The White Castles do me a lot of good because our trucks run on compressed natural gas, and I need to squeeze my cheeks together real tight because the White Castles are going to make some extra fuel for the truck here with some compressed natural gas.
Did you say compressed natural G as in gas?
That would be correct.
Oh, okay.
And you know, when I pull up to the fueling station at the yard, it says those pumps are pumping 92% methane.
All right. Well, the natural methane is on order.
How many miles per gallon you get with that, you know, compressed natural gas?
Z935.
You guys doubled again. You didn't hear that, Mike. You won, but you didn't hear it.
Yeah, I was asking John, I mean, how many miles per gallon do you get with compressed natural gas?
Well, the compressed natural gas never liquefies, so you don't really get a gallon thing, but they do some kind of goofy comparison, but It's somewhere comparable to what they get with the diesel fuel. You get about 5 or 6, something like that, for a semi. Maybe 8 or 9 on a with a light load.
Okay, I remember, what was it, back in 2008, or was it 10? You know, they were building vehicles with compressed natural gas, and they had consumers would hook up a line in your garage and just, you know, fill it up or whatnot.
Well, they ain't doing nothing like this in somebody's garage, Mike. This is compressed to, in the summertime, it gets up as high as 4,000 pounds per square inch.
Well, that's interesting because I've seen, like, Savannahs and those GMC Expresses with the compressed natural gas, you know, logo right where you fill up, you know, your gas. It's got that conversion.
Well, there are places that'll do conversions, but you still have to go to a fueling station, not something in your garage.
Yeah, there was a place not too far away. I don't know that they were doing it for individuals. I think they were just working on a system, and not too far away, actually. Yeah, but I think they're gone now.
Well, there's a fueling station down there around around the Schaefer exit off of 94 over there between 94 and the Ford plant there, Allen Road or somewhere down that way, you know, just off of Schaefer. And then we actually have one of the largest fueling stations for compressed natural gas in the United States. We've got I think like 24 pumps.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about there was a place doing it. It probably sold out or went out of business, but they were right off 15 Mile Road.
Oh, that place that blew up?
No, I don't think it blew up. Well, where did something blow up?
Just west of Grosbeck there. Right where the old Save-A-Lot used to be, just west of Grosbeck on the south side of 15.
No, that was some guy, like, doing some other stuff. They weren't working on vehicles there. No, 50 Mile Road west of Van Dyke. He's talking about that other place, Mike, that blew up, that those cylinders hit, you know, were flying out like missiles and hit that kid in the head, kitty corner from it.
Yeah, I live right around the corner from that place, basically. Oh, man, it was like a war zone over here. Oh, man. That guy's going to be spending some serious time in prison. You know, he tried to leave the country, but they caught him in New York.
Yeah, you're in trouble when you start, you know, doing things you shouldn't be doing. He was storing all those cylinders there. He didn't have a right to do that. And then some mishap happens and starts killing people. You know, and then all the resources that poured into that mess, yeah, you know, you're in trouble.
Not to mention, too, damaged Clinton Township's fire trucks. One of the firefighters, you know, he got hurt, but he was later, you know, released from the hospital, you know, with a minor abrasion on his head. But, yeah, you know, it's scary stuff.
Yeah, and at the time, you don't know what's going on, you know, they're investing. I mean, the agencies that were probably involved with that one, I wouldn't even want to pay their bill.
I think ATF was there. The EPA was there. Michigan DEQ, State Police, Clinton Township, obviously, and I think the county sheriffs. There was a FBI. They were all there. Every time you drive by, you'd see an agency there, you know, looking around. And I think almost a week after, there were still cylinders that were popping every once in a while. That's how hot it was.
At the plant, and I'm getting all this radio interference. What the hell's going on over here? The switchers are all talking on their radios, and it's desensing this thing.
Oh, what frequency are they on?
I don't know. I don't know, but they got they got Motorola mobile rigs in their truck, probably running on high power so they can talk. 150 yards.
They've probably got code plugs by GSF.
I doubt that. These work.
Yeah. Well, I think those frequencies, believe it or not, are published. But I think they're on like 800.
No, I think they're on UHF around here. These are just local, it's within the plant. So I think it's just, I think they're in the regular business band.
All right, let me give them a call. I'll be right back.
All right, give them a call. I got to call my dispatcher. I got to give them a call. So they're usually 935.
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go, Mike. They could have some UHF radios, I guess. And I think they have some other ones as well, but different groups.
Yeah, I copy. No, I get your drift, where you were going with that one comment, because I think you'd mentioned about it before.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Brick a radio because you don't like somebody.
Yeah, I think that was somebody else, but friends of a friend, I guess.
Yeah, copy. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, I was out here last night and trying to use the repeater, and you got, two people using two different repeaters to try and talk to each other. It was like, what the heck's going on here, one's monitoring while the other one's, it's stupid.
That's just pure stupidness. It's a waste of bandwidth.
Well, it ties up the repeater system, it ties up both repeaters. And, everybody listening, they're thinking, well, what's going on here? These guys just ghost talking? They're talking to somebody on Simplex while they're tying up the repeater?
Yeah, comma S, repeaters for one conversation. Yeah, waste of bandwidth.
The queen is dead. Long live the king.
They're on 460-4375 if you want to get at them.
Well, they're on DMR, so can't do nothing.
You can when you get home.
Yeah, I could.
They're on DMR? Really?
Well, it's Moto Turbo. Yeah, DMR.
Digital mobile radio, eh? Wow, DMR. Wow.
But exclusively the Motorola version. Moto Turbo.
Yeah, I just need to expand that a little further, and sure enough, it said DMR.
Tell them what time slot and all that stuff it's on?
Sure, if you go to the other resource, it would tell you, maybe.
Those plants have, like, their own little repeater system inside there, or no?
Yeah, it's a SHM-738.
Yeah, they've had several different radio systems. They had a radio system that was, it got a tower at the terminal. And it was good. They used to talk, to the trucks all over the place. And I'm not sure if that was linked into other repeaters or if that was the main site. But, they talk all over the place.
Do they need that tower taken down?
I don't know. I'd like to just utilize the antenna that's up there.
Because we know a guy that can threaten them to take it down at midnight.
Oh, yeah? You take down towers or just cut feed lines?
Well, yeah, I think he's looking to expand.
Okay, well, I need to expand my airlines to attach to the trailer and crank the landing gear up so I can get rolling to go see the king.
Okay, before you go, do you remember Saddam's three sons' names?
As a matter of fact, I do, because you just told me yesterday.
This one guy I used to take care of years ago, he told me that if Saddam liked you, he'd put you to the wood chipper head first, but if he didn't like you, he'd put you in feet first, and then while he's talking, you sang a Muslim prayer.
Wow. Did you know the answer to that question there, Mike?
You said it yesterday, but I forgot it.
Okay, you were out there for that. All right.
I know one of them was Usay.
Yeah, Uday Kuse, those are the two real ones.
I say you can't make this shit up, but, well, I guess it was.
Well, the third one was made up, but it does fit.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, the reality for people that remember, their dad owned the country, so they were out of control, right? So that's the real stitching of that joke.
I won't even try to relate that to today's world.
I have a good memory for certain things, you know, just like the OJ trial. I'd be probably bet you most people couldn't like recite 10 names of the people related in that trial. You know, I challenge most people to name 10 people without researching it.
Well, I'll guarantee one thing. I couldn't name any of the real wives of any place. The only one I can name is from any one of them shows, it was at Jersey Shore or something like that. Never saw it. Never knew what the hell a Snooki was until she started showing up on television.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know that stuff neither.
keeping up with the Kardashians. No. No need to. No need to watch that. You know, I like the saying, quit making stupid people famous.
Well, there you go. You mentioned one of the names. You got a head start on today's quiz, the 10 people from the OJ trial. Robert Kardashian.
And then there was Alan Dershowitz, another lawyer.
There was F. Lee Daly, Johnny Cochran, Robert Shapiro, Marcia Clark, Chris Darden, Lance Ito, Cato Kalin, O.J. himself. You know, I don't know how many that was. I'm getting close to my 10 without even thinking.
All right, I got a hookup. I'll be back. And I like that Flea Bailey.
That's famous for some trial years ago.
You both doubled.
I thought he said he was going to be back.
I came back early.
Alright. Well, F. Lee Bailey was famous for something years ago, but really before we'd be paying attention to him, I just don't know what that was. Some high notoriety case. Ampula or something? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, we would have been young, early 70s. He was defending Patty Hearst.
Who was that?
F. Lee Bailey.
Oh, and that was my comment, was F. Lee Bailey. That should have been the circus master from A Bug's Life. You know, F. Lee, you know, T.T. Barnum and Bailey, you know, could have been F. Lee, Flea Bailey, A Bug. Got it?
Yeah, I kind of get it, but, we're young and, you know, we were like 10 when that whole Patty Hearst thing was going on. 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there, right? Wasn't that 72, 73, 74-ish?
Sounds about right.
All right, let's play here, not here. Is F. Lee Bailey still here or not here?
Give him a call.
I have to look up the cemetery. He died like in June of 2021.
Oh, I see Dick Van Dyke. He turned 100, yesterday?
Wow.
I just saw the joke that Mary Tyler Moore said. Thought it was, I don't know, 1950-something or other, and a guy, there was a producer or something like that, ran into this guy, and he was talented, he could sing, he could dance, he could do this, that, and he says, you're going to be famous, what's your name? And Van Lesbian, Dick Van Dyke. She told that joke, I think it was on Letterman.
Who told the joke, and what joke was it? I was looking some up.
I didn't hear that. I stuck my head out the truck for a minute. What was that?
I said I didn't catch what you said before.
No big deal. It was just a joke.
All right.
I got to clear security. I'll be right back.
I know his brother Jerry and him never got along, you know, later on in life. They went their separate ways in Hollywood.
Okay, the bank robbery with Patty Hearst was April of 1974, so I had the right time frame.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't they make a movie out of that?
Oh, probably. I wouldn't know. I don't have much interest in it, but I just remember it as a kid, so I would have been 11.
Yeah, copy.
That was back in the day, Mike, when for Christmas you'd get good old American old-fashioned toys like slot cars from Mattel.
And you got Lionel and Tyco and, you know, and Tootsie and, let's see, Matchbox, Hot Wheels. Yeah.
Yeah, and even the line of Evel Knievel toys, as that was in his day, too. Right up until that guy wrote the book about him, and Evel Knievel chased him down and broke his hands with a baseball bat and got thrown in jail. It was the end of his toy deal.
I don't remember that, but I can imagine.
Oh, yeah, he did it. That was the beginning of the end for him. He was making more money from Mattel, paying him money for the rights for the toys. And then when he bashed that guy's hands in because he wrote a book about him, and he put some stuff in there he didn't like, that was the end. Mattel couldn't, you know... They had to distance themselves and kill the deal, right? And he went broke after that. That was the beginning of the end.
That's not good. You shouldn't do that.
I think he did a few more jumps. His claim, do you remember what his big claim to fame was? You must know that. I know it's before your time, but do you remember what his big claim to fame was?
What was that? That one jump between like two, No, you know what? I don't remember. I don't want to just spew stuff out that I don't know.
No, that's all right. Well, you knew he used to do motorcycle jumps, but the big one was the sky cycle, the rocket ship, the air pressure power rocket ship trying to jump the Snake River Canyon. That was the big one. The big epic fail.
Now, that was the one where he broke every bone in his body, right? Now I'm starting to remember some of that stuff.
No, he didn't actually hurt himself on that deal. That's the Caesar Palace jump. And I don't think he broke every bone in his body over one jump. It was just all the other jumps, you know. Cumulatively, he broke every bone in his body, they say.
Yeah, I gotcha. You know, when I was at the Selfridge Air Show one year, I watched a guy plunge to his death. You know, it was a wing walker, and watched him plunge to his death, try to do a stunt, and then when he hit the ground, he bounced up 8 feet, and then came back down again, and that was the end.
Yeah, that was, what, 10, 15 years ago or something over at Selfridge?
Yeah, actually, almost 14 years ago. Yeah, that was back in 2011 when that happened. Crazy stuff. Yeah, it was like August of, like, 2011.
Yeah, I was out there in the bay watching the air show from the boat.
These air shows never go very well. There are some that go well, but there are a lot that go wrong.
Yeah, and then there was the one where that plane crashed, and that was a sudden end to the show there, too.
Now, that was back in 94. I think that was a F-22, if I remember right. It blew up all over the tarmac. I go to those things every time they come in, so I've seen every single show, and I was front row. You know, that wing walker, what happened was just a wind gust, you know, picked up, and he missed the skid on the helicopter just by like a half of an like just 2 inches, and that was it. That's all it took, and then he plunged right to his death.
It's funny, wing walking on a moving airplane, wind gust. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around all of that.
Yeah, and Mike, there was another one where there was just a crash here not too long ago, less than 10 years ago.
It wasn't at Selfridge, I don't think.
It was, because the smoke went up like crazy. From the water, we saw the smoke coming up at, you know, from the crash. All right, Paul, look it up.
Yeah, you know, I'm not looking that one up.
Next time when I go to the commissary, or I'll ask somebody.
Yeah, we need to work on something for you, Mike.
What do you mean? Is this audio just too light or what?
Oh, your audio is fine here this morning at the kitchen table. No, it's like to broaden your horizons. I've talked about it before.
I know. You're not the first one. I hear about it all the time from Gino. Eventually, one day, I'll get there.
Yeah, but you really should just be working on that now. Chipping away at it.
Even the other John, you know, he says the same thing every time he comes over to visit Gino. Same thing. I'm like, yeah, I know.
But you really should. I mean, it just opens up the door.
Well, I got to get ready for work here, guys, so I will catch you in the mobile if you're going to be out here for a while.
Yeah, we'll be out here for a little bit, I guess. I mean, anyways, all right. You have a good one.
Roger. All right, WRWB 49 will be clear.
WRUZ 935. And I am heading south, Paul, so I'm going to be getting out of the repeater range.
South, like south-south?
South, like over to see the king.
Boy, I don't know that I got that one figured out.
Well, the queen is dead. Long live the king.
Still not helping me.
To Canada.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah, that would be south. All right.
But I did bring the handheld, so I could always do, like, the GM machine or something.
All right, I'll contemplate how long I want to be on the radio for this morning.
Well, I don't think the Binions all have the ham radio repeaters programmed in their Bofangs.
No, just a primary Minion. All right, well, anyways, I'll let you do it to it, and We'll talk later. WSHM 738.
All right. Let me catch you on Discord real quick. I got to tell you something. WRUZ 935.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something, too. So, all right. WSHM 738.
WSHM 738 Starter. WRUZ 935 is going there. WRWB 49. Still be in Queens country. Anyway, yeah, we got a QRM right here. But just kind of mixing in with it, but I almost was over the top of it. Almost. Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, you got a lot of bacon frying going on, but I can decipher every word you're saying. Children want to play. I don't know. Anyway, there, John, we'll let the WRZQ 607 Club have their fun. So I will talk at you later. WRWB at 49 on standby.
WIZX 218, WIEG 38, copy. WIZX 218, WIEG 38, copy.
WRUG 488, WRVV 525. How's it going up there, Jack? You staying warm?
Hey, the repeaters are on. Nine, four, six. Ralph, you're around. WSOZ 793.
WSBU 202, good morning to all.
Good morning, 202. Hope you're staying warm out there. WRVV 525.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. You in there, Mike? Started SIP, WSIP 384, Alex. WSIP 793 calling. No contact, 284, Alex. WSIP 793, fight. Yeah, come on, Frank.
Good afternoon, my brother. What's going on? I heard you out there this morning. I was laying on the couch sleeping. Then I heard you a little while later. But I didn't want to get up. I just got up probably about 2 hours ago, so...
Yeah, it's no big deal. I just got there a couple times to see if anybody's around, and I just went about my business there. I figured, I didn't hear from you, so I figured you might have been working or something. But I figured I'd just check and see if Alex was around. And that's about it, just hanging out.
Yeah, roger that. Said the connections are open. Did you ever get all the boys of Bob or anybody up there?
No. I should call him and say hello, but I'll probably do that sometime down the line. Excuse me. Yeah, I ain't feeling too hot still, and I just sitting here. I'm contemplating what I'm going to do. I got an idea I'm going to try. We'll bolt the controls back and bolt the board back on. I'm going to find me the right size straw, piece of straw that'll fit over the shaft, each shaft. And I'm going to fit it over the shaft and shoot some deoxys in the straw and let it drain down into the shaft, through the shaft into the pot. I'm going to see if that works out.
Well, I suggest right off the rip before you start tearing into it. So, I don't know.
WSHR 566. 902, you got copy?
Yeah, go ahead, brother. What's going on?
Not much. I just come back from Sherman's. I'm on the way home at 34 Mile and Van Dyke area. So, how am I sounding?
You're making it. Yeah, it sounds good. A little bit of hiss in the background, but you're coming through pretty good.
Yeah, copy that. How you been?
Just like life itself, working like a dog. That's all we ever do. Gotta get that money. It's been all right. How's Sherman doing?
Oh, he's doing okay. I was trying to talk up there on the Mayfield repeater, but for some reason something wasn't, I don't know if they're having trouble with it or whatever, or my radio, but I'm working good down here, but Chad was out there and I tried to say hi to him, so I don't, Sherman said he was kind of having trouble with his radio, but yeah, he's doing pretty good. He just left the house here about an hour ago, so headed home right now, but that's about it.
Yeah, roger that. Is Sherman, is he able to hit the Saginaw repeater from where he's at and then go up north, or... I know he can't hit it down this way, but can he hit,
Yeah, I think he can. He was Isabella County today. So.
Well, at least you can talk to everybody else. So that's good. I should like him, Bob. And I was just talking to Vicky. Said, Vicky said that repeaters are open all the way up north. I don't know. So I was hoping to say hi to Sheboygan Bob and wish him Merry Christmas and all that. So who knows?
Yeah, copy that. I missed talking to them guys, but oh well. It takes just a few to screw it up for everybody else. But the accident, it's actually been pretty quiet on it.
Half of that conversation, but yeah, it's just a shame, like you said. It's not a bad. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, my battery's almost dead, so I just wanted to get on and say hi to you. Maybe I'll talk to you later tomorrow. Always good talk to you. Have a great day. WSHR 566 Clarence Final.
Good enough, 566. Good talking to you, sir.
Not on the mobile.
Even though we can't even talk to him. So hopefully he'll have his little handheld when he comes down this way. Probably have some now, too. I'll be listening.
WSKP 929, listening in. How does this radio sound with this antenna?
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSCT 257, I'm in mobile and monitoring.
WSEU 202. Good afternoon.
WSHR 566. Good evening, 202.
Good evening to you. I think it's Kevin, right?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing this evening? I heard you were talking to Sherman and all them earlier today or something.
Yeah, I went up and spent the weekend up at Sherman's house. Yeah, and while I was up there, I went on the other side up there and tried to talk to Chad and them, but I don't know if there was something wrong with my radio or I heard that they were having troubles up there with their repeater, but. Yeah, and then we talked to one guy there from Isabella County. But, yeah, everybody's doing good up that way.
Yeah, I talked to Jack a couple of days ago and told him to give Bob up there in Sheboygan a holler for me. Yeah, we surely miss him down here. That's...
Yeah, copy that.
All right, Kevin, you have yourself a safe trip.
Yeah, you also, 202. Someone's trying to jam us out there, so the games are starting to play. So have yourself a good night. We'll talk to you later. WSHR 566, Claire.
Go ahead, Mike. It's all yours.
WSJF 896, this is WSET 257. You got your ears on? WSJF 896, WSET 257. Do you read? Nothing here from WSJF 896, this is WSET 257. It's going to be clear.
Of USKF 896 on the mobile.
WSKF 896 is WSET 257. Still got your ears on?
Hey, 284, how you doing? WSKF 896.
Sorry, WSET 257. I just wanted to hit you up and let you know that that chocolate milk is flipping amazing. Over.
Made me chuckle, Bird, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was not paying attention to who's called out there. I just heard something called me. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm glad you recommended it, and tell your son thanks for wanting to fix them up, so now I know about it. Over.
Sounds good. I'm just out there. I'm picking up the other son right now down off the fifth mile, and then I let him know that he had a good recommendation, and then the other people are enjoying it.
Roger, Roger. Well, drive safe and stay warm. This is WSET 257. I'll be clear and monitoring on your file.
Sounds good. 257, you have yourself a good night, and 3-4, if you're out there, good seeing both of you guys today. Have a good day. 896. Monitor.
This is WSIT 284. It was good seeing you, John and James, as well. Good seeing you both. WSIT 284, I'll be clear monitoring.
Likewise. Yeah, I was talking, well, I got you here, though, 284. Yeah, I think we were talking about setting up, like, a semi-regular, if you want to call it, net check-in thing. I don't know if you want to do it monthly or what, but just to check in, maybe see if we can get Simplex going fairly regularly. Yeah, it was good meeting you guys. Maybe we can also do like a regular meetup for some coffee or something. Try out all the 50 apparent coffee shops we have here in Farmington. Over.
Yeah, roger that, man. That sounds fun. I'm thinking maybe tomorrow I might try to experiment with my new antenna. I don't necessarily need to set up a test tomorrow. I'm just talking out loud here. But yeah, John's the man with knowing what kind of shops there are, apparently, because I haven't even been to any of them, and he's had some good recommendations there, so absolutely, that sounds good with me.
Roger. Sounds good. Yeah, I guess WSTF-896, you still out there? Did you catch that, or are you busy with the kids? All right.
Sorry about that, 257. I was just picking up my one son here. What was the last?
We were just talking about maybe setting something maybe more regular up for, you know, meeting for coffee, do the grand tour around all the coffee shops that we have here. Apparently there's a few dozen of them. And then also maybe setting up like a regular net or check-in type thing where we can try out the Simplex link once we get some more better situations for home antenna stuff set up. Or
absolutely. Sounds good.
Anytime. All right. Yeah, I guess for now, just let me know if you want to test that antenna out tomorrow. I'm more than happy to go throw something up on the pole outside 284, WSET 257.
Copy that, James. Sounds good. I will let you know tomorrow. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
Sounds good. I'll keep an eye out. Usually get home from work probably by about 6 or so at the latest. So. Yeah, just let me know. This is WSIP 257. I'll be clear monitoring.
This is WSJS 896. Also monitoring. WSJS
896,
radio check.
This is WSIP 284 to 896. I got a pretty clean copy on you.
Radio check 284. I just checking out the handhelds with a battery.
Could be my receive, but that last transmit, I didn't get anything but some static. Maybe stand by for just a moment, and I'll go to my antenna, but I heard voice that time a little bit.
It's on WSJF 896, and I got all static 2 here. This is WSET 257.
Thanks for that, Cassie 257. It's just taking up the 5-1.
No copy on that last either there, 896. WSET 257, clear and monitor.
Are you getting static at all?
Made that out, but yeah, it was just a lot of static. I could barely make out the voice modulation on your last two. This one came through okay, but with a little bit of static over it.
WSIT 284, 896, that's pretty amazing to me that you're getting out there, though, especially, I guess, with the batteries there, but it's just how they were.
Yeah, copy that. I'm also right in the middle of my house, not near a window or anything, so, yeah, no, they're definitely nice little units, IP rated and everything, so, thank you.
Roger that. That last one came through really clean.
Copy that. Well, thank you for the copy back on the radio check here. I'm going to read a little bit more about them. And thank you again. Once again, good seeing both you, 284 and 257 today. So you guys both have a good night. I'll be back.
Also, thanks for trying to save me from going to my other antenna, but I was almost there. Otherwise, I probably would have just stayed where I was. This is WSIT-204. We doubled. Sorry, say again.
I was telling you to say again. Over.
I was just saying thank you for trying to save me from going to my other antenna there with the additional confirmation. But I was almost there, so I just went down.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, no problem. I'm just sitting around eating dinner and watching 2010, the year we made contact. Over.
WSJS 896. I'm unfortunately watching the travesty on television right here with the line.
Yeah, if I wanted a tragedy, I'll watch some Shakespeare. Over.
RVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy?
WSGG 772, this is WRVS 713, over.
WSGG 772, WRVS 713, do you copy?
Yes, I do. Are you using your new radio?
No, I'm using the old Bofang handheld with the Nagoya 771G antenna on it.
What did you want?
You're coming in loud and clear, like you're right next door. How am I coming in?
Where is the bell?
I point exactly. When the repeater's working, the GMRS radios are great. When they're not working, it's a whole other story.
Well, that's why you need to get your ham license.
I don't want to get that sophisticated. I just want to turn it on and talk.
No, you just like me.
I wanted to talk to you over the phone on the linking of the repeaters, and I have noticed that they're not linked anymore because I used to get pretty far up north. Don't hear it anymore.
I'll just be happy you have a repeater you can hit.
As long as I can hit a repeater, I'm satisfied. That's why I got that other handheld radio that you got, because of the Bluetooth.
Well, you're going to be doing a lot of repeater shifting because, you know, the ones around here, I think the furthest range is 25 miles from the tower itself.
As long as I'm bouncing around the Tri-County area, that's good enough. But, like, if I'm leaving town, that's when I'm going to take the other radio because it's Bluetooth. And I can change up the repeaters quickly by doing that.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like the repeaters, their ranges, I mean, they're hands above just a regular handheld radio or a rooftop on a car. But the range, if the range is only, let's say, 25 miles, and you're going to go 2,500 miles like to California, you do the math.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm not looking to talk to another state or Japan, just local, Tri-County, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, that's all I'm interested in.
Well, if all you want to do is chit-chat on the road while you're traveling a long distance, I still think you'll be happier with a CB.
That's why I'm doing a lot of research on these CBs. Just trying to get the biggest bang for the biggest buck, you know, and not get too crazy expensive with the CB.
The F-1502.
Okay, Dave, I'll let you go. I'm clear after your final. WSGG 772, Shelby Township, we're clear after you, bro.
WRVS 713, I am clear.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to make a comment. WSFT902. With these bell things, even with the Agoya antenna, you're only going to get a couple miles out of it, just so you guys know. The CBs, you throw an amp on it, you can get a lot more, so just so you guys know.
Yeah, well, Paul, WSGG772, was thinking about getting another handheld with Bluetooth so he could quickly go through the different repeaters, but I mean, in all honesty, on a long trip, you're going to be changing up quite a bit. So CBs are just, they're more of the road radio anyway.
I tend to agree with that because you got more truckers out there, and if you're traveling on the road, they're going to see what's up in front of you and behind you. So, I don't know. I was just throwing a comment out there. Guys, have a great day. WSMT 902. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, appreciate the input. You have a wonderful evening. This is WRVS 713 out.
Yeah, I might have hit the button. No, I was just throwing a comment out there, guys, that I tried with these handheld, the Bofangs, even with the Nagoya antennas, you're only getting a couple miles, where the CBs and an open plane, you'll get a lot further. That was the only comment I had to say. Guys, have a great day. WSMT 902, and I'm clear.
Thanks for the info. Appreciate it. This is WSTG 772, clear.
WSIJ 839 listening.